Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. You know, it's every seller's worst case scenario, a package lost in transit.
You know, before you go into that, we're having difficulty reaching the person we're interviewing.
Oh, okay.
So I think we should just stop down right now and just go home.
Let's talk to Howie then.
Okay, talk to Howie. Hi, Howie.
Hi.
What are you doing over there?
I am working on a show that I'm directing called Forbidden Broadway, and I'm working on some prop notes and costume notes and some other notes.
How's it going?
It's going well. We had a rehearsal on Sunday, and everyone sounds fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to getting this up and running.
I'm a theater widow.
So tell us about Forbidden Broadway.
Well, Forbidden Broadway is a show that's been running in New York for a long time, and what they do, the owner or the creator of the show is taking Broadway shows that everyone knows and turn them into parodies. And you have imitations of people like Carol Channing and Liza Minnelli, Barbara Streisand, Harvey Fierstein, and it's just a fun show with some, you know, funny things that happen on stage.
Oh, their motto is, it's so outrageously good, it should be illegal.
Exactly.
It's been a gold mine for a guy named Greg Alessandro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's been doing this since the 80s. And he just continues to update it, and it's a very successful franchise. And if you're a theater person, it's very funny. And if you're not a theater person, it's still very funny.
And I'm sure if you put Forbidden Broadway into the eBay search engine.
Well, you know, I've never done that.
Well, we should try it.
Let's try that right
Let's
now, shall we?
Let's do it right this second. So.
Forbidden Broadway.
Oh, you know what? We have our guest.
Oh, good.
Remember that.
A lot of cast albums.
Oh, yay. Okay, yeah. So it is on eBay. So, Griff, do you want to go back to reading the intro then for Megan?
Yes, I would love to. It's every seller's worst-case scenario, a package lost in transit. And here now to share the unusual story of one lost package is Megan Sweeney. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Foxy Finds. That's all one word. Megan, when you recently sold some flatware, you got paid in an unusual way. What happened?
Well, you see, it was everything normal until the package decided to fall into the USPS black hole.
So the package disappeared.
It did. It was on its way from Washington to New York. It got scanned in as accepted, and then I got contacted a couple of weeks later, and it disappeared.
Oh, my.
So
oh, dear.
So what happened after that?
I immediately refunded my buyer. I definitely apologized and assured him that I had sent it out and that if it showed up, all the better. And actually, a couple of weeks beyond that, I was told that they did show up.
Oh.
So what did you do then? Did you have to send the buyer a special PayPal request for the money after the goods arrived, or did they just go into their account and send you the money back?
He actually went into his account and paid me back for them.
Oh, well, that
without
was nice.
Me saying anything.
Well, that was good.
Absolutely wonderful. So was the buyer surprised to see the goods arrive, even though they supposedly had been lost?
He was very, very happy. He was actually trying to put together his own set of flatware. So he was super happy to have them, much happier to have them than to have a refund.
Oh, that's good.
So how long did this all take?
It was probably a few weeks. From start to finish?
You know, Griff and Megan, I read those stories from time to time where they cleaned out an old post office in some small town. And they're changing the furniture out and the cabinetry. And they pull it all out and they find two or three letters from 1941, 1937. I just read a story the other day about that. You never know what's going to happen with these packages in mail. So how many...
Yeah, I'm really not sure where it went.
Just probably went on some sort of an adventure. So how many of your packages have been lost during your time selling on eBay?
Very few. This is probably the only one, honestly.
Oh, that's good.
Griff, has that ever happened to you where it just totally disappeared?
Yes, I had one package disappear, and I think I know what happened.
What do you think happened?
I sold a tie, and because it was a small envelope, I left it out for the postman. And I think it never made it into the postman's hand. So I just, that was several years ago. But it did happen to me once. They said, "Where's my tie?" We didn't even do tracking back then. And I said, "Oh, let me check." Oh, it never got, it doesn't even show in the system. So here's your refund. Sorry about that.
So, Megan, did you, when all this was going on, how does this affect you emotionally when you realize that a buyer never got the package? Are you the kind that gets anxiety filled right away, or do you just breeze through it? I'll tell you, for me, I get anxiety filled for 1 minute, and then I take care of business.
That's pretty much what it is. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what happened. And then, well, if that's what it is, that's what it is. You just have to deal with it. You know, the first priority is to have a happy customer.
Yes, a happy customer. That's true. And your customer was very happy. What was the item again that went missing was flatware? Is that what you
were? Right.
It was a set of spoons.
Set of spoons. Well, you ran into a nice guy because technically he doesn't have to pay you the money back. So
I was totally okay. I told him when I refunded him that if they showed up, that they were his and he didn't even need to repay me for them.
And see that's why he did it, because you were honest.
Well, and people
are dealing with an honest person.
And people are basically good.
Yeah.
We think, right?
We think.
We know. I know they are. Yes.
I know for sure they are.
They're basically.
So I'm looking at your items. Very, very varied. Oh, that is. Varied amount. Oh, Elizabeth Taylor Passion White Diamonds Miniature Perfume Set. Three bottle spray. And also a Starbucks Frappuccino Magnet Coffee Drink. And a hat that says, "My wife says I never listen to her. At least I think that's what she said." Cute.
Very sweet.
So do you go to like Savers or those kind of places?
I do some thrifting, but mostly in the summer here it's estate sales.
Where are you located?
Spokane, Washington.
That's a good place to go to estate sales.
Anything in particular that you have a niche in any way? I noticed there are a few perfume bottles, but only a few.
Perfumes and pens are two of my absolute favorite things to sell.
Oh, I found something I love.
Uh-oh.
I found something in your store. Do I dare say it?
Say it.
Well, she sells wool, and I have a thing for wool. And she's got, there's this Lanes du Nord yarn, and this beautiful sort of deep magenta color. It's fantastic. I'd like a sweater.
You have to have that.
Well, I have to get someone.
Who's going to knit it for you?
Oh, I don't know.
Does Howie knit?
No, of course not.
Well.
I don't know.
He's too busy directing plays.
Howie, do you knit?
Producing plays.
I do not knit.
He does not
so
knit.
So, you know, I realize that you do.
He knits his eyebrows together sometimes when I do something wrong. But
you know, I realize that you do have a lot of cologne and perfume, actually.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. She's got Cashmere Mist, one of my favorite.
Really?
Donna Karen. Yeah. That's a great, great perfume.
Anything we should know about going to estate sales and picking up perfume? Do you care what they are? Megan, do you just pick up any that you find?
I usually grab everything that I can. A lot of them aren't marked, and they'll give you a much better deal if you take everything.
Yes, of course, yeah. They want it out of there.
So
you see a whole...
Yeah, I don't look it up or anything. I take it, and I'll figure it out when I get home.
And understand that we're talking about bottles of perfume that have perfume missing from them.
A little. They, you know, partially used, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yep, some are full, some are partially used. Some people think that partially used isn't much, but when it comes to the really expensive ones, somebody will still pay upwards of $20 or even more for a partial
bottle. Oh, absolutely,
bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got $39 for my turquoise. Ralph Lauren turquoise.
Yeah, that's a good. Well, yeah,
partially filled.
I remember when you had that.
Yep,
I'm
didn't
glad
know what
you
to
sold
do
it.
With it. I sold it right away.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Almost as soon as I listed it, it was sold. So,
and ye have so little faith.
So now I'm going to start looking for these because I love perfume bottles in and of themselves.
Oh, really?
Oh, I've always loved perfume bottles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
When I was a little girl, I collected some of them. You know, with the atomizer on it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
all that stuff, the pretty ones. Little did I know that I should have saved those, but we don't
know
those things.
Yeah, I mean, hindsight is...
So, yeah. Megan, you said perfumes and pens.
Yes.
Pens as in P-E-N-S?
Yep.
Yeah, I see.
Collectible pen, ink, refills, and
Schaefer's. She got a Schaefer here.
Okay.
I'm going to buy something from you.
So are you mainly doing estate sales?
Pretty much. I do that. I can go to at least 5 or 6 every week, and it's enough to keep me busy.
That must take a lot of time, though, doesn't it? I mean, how much time do you feel you spend on estate sales?
I could probably do a good 5 or 6 hours on a Friday.
Do you rush through them? Do you get a system down where you can get through and scan stuff and get out real fast?
I pretty much don't look anything up. I deal with a lot of estate companies, which are absolutely happy to see resellers. So I just kind of go through, make a pile, and figure it out at the end.
So those companies, because we've got them in Southern California now, too, where you go to a garage sale or an estate sale and there's some company that has taken over. Haven't they already picked out the good stuff?
Sometimes they do, but, you know, nobody knows everything.
That's true.
That's why we have a radio show.
Thank you, Megan.
This segment was sponsored by Bulk. You still got time to call us, 888-723-4630 here at eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items, with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports, too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at CampaignGo.com. That's CampaignGo.com.